Portugal is the poorest country in Europe. It got an EU bailout earlier this year, and now it needs to grow its economy to pay off its debts. But that's made harder by another dubious title Portugal holds, Europe's least educated country. From Lisbon, Lauren Freyer reports on Portugal's low high school graduation rate.
Ana Dias and Ruth Cardoso are lifelong friends who now work together at a shoe store here in the Portuguese capital. Cardoso dropped out of high school 10 years ago to take this job.
I don't know. I think I quit because I want to have my money and not to be asking my parents, you know. I think it was because of that. Yeah, a boyfriend, yet a house, that things, yeah.
Her friend Diaz, on the other hand, stayed in school and then got a nursing degree but can't find work in a hospital. So she finds herself in the exact same job as her dropout friend, selling shoes.
I spent money for years getting graduated, and what about now? I'm here, ready, but no one grabs me to work.
She likes selling shoes, but it's not her thing, you know? It's not what she wants.
The tale of these two friends illustrates a deep crisis in Portugal. Only 28% of Portuguese over the age of 30 have graduated from high school. Not college, high school. That's compared to 85% in Germany and about 90% in the U.S. if you include GEDs. Portugal was a military dictatorship through the 1970s. Back then, kids were required to go to school for just 3 years. Luís País Antunes is a former lawmaker who grew up in that era.
Young people was forced by their parents to work on agricultural or shoes factories. So we are still paying the price of some historical options.
Typical Portuguese industries, shoe stitching, winemaking, or textiles, don't require a diploma. And Portugal was a late bloomer in Europe in terms of adding white-collar jobs, says economic historian Pedro Lanes.
Whereas most of Europe, the transformation from an agrarian society to an industrial and then service society was fully completed in the 1960s or 1970s, in Portugal that transformation occurred between 1950 and the year 2000, more or less.
Since then, education requirements have increased here, and many more students graduate these days. But now there's another problem in Europe's debt crisis: how to find jobs for those graduates. Lane says it's a simple question of supply and demand.
And the supply of education in the last 20 to 30 years has risen in a very rapid way. And with an economy that has been growing very slowly in the last 15 years and has been declining very sharply in the last 2 years, it's not a surprise that this mismatch occurs.
That mismatch is prompting graduates to go abroad for work and some current students to drop out, which is allowed now at 16. A crowd of college students showed up at an anti-austerity protest last month in Lisbon, complaining that the economy may force them to quit school. Pedro Martins goes to class by day and works nights in a call center. His grades are suffering.
It's a big sacrifice, including my father lost his job. I have to help in my home also, so it's been quite difficult.
With a flood of cheap Asian imports, Portugal's textiles are no longer competitive. Things like high tech or wind energy could fuel the economy going forward. The challenge is to grow those industries by using both aging, less educated workers and younger, sometimes overqualified ones. Back at the shoe store where she works, I ask Diaz, the nurse, if she regrets her decision to stay in school.
No, I don't regret, because that was my dream and I am still chasing it. I don't know where or when, but I will get my reward someday. At least I think like that.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.